presented by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, good morning. I'm Playbook co-author Rachel Bade. It's Thursday, June 27th. After months of questions about whether we'd even see a presidential debate at all, the big day is finally here. President Joe Biden and his rival Donald Trump take center stage in Atlanta tonight at 9 p.m., where they'll both get grilled by practiced CNN pros Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. And here to break down what we'll be watching for is White House reporter and co-author of the West Wing Playbook, Lauren Egan. Good morning, Lauren.
Hey, Rachel.
So let's start with Biden, since you cover the White House. Talk a little bit about how high the stakes are for the president. I've got to add, you know, as our colleague Annie Reese noted in a text, if you're Biden world, you have to be shitting bricks right now. Seems about right.
Yeah, I mean, like, no one in the West Wing or in the Wilmington headquarters is trying to downplay how big this moment is for the president. They've all recognized that this could be a huge turning point in the election. And I think how they're viewing it is, like, they really don't think that Americans are tuned into the election yet, like, at all. When we ask them about, like, Biden's low poll numbers, they keep saying, look, people just aren't paying attention yet. Like, it's all going to change once Americans finally tune in. And what we keep hearing from them, like, how they're viewing the debate, is they literally say that they're going to plan to drag Trump into the living rooms of Americans. And that's how they're thinking of it. They think once people finally pay attention to what Donald Trump's been saying, some of the rhetoric he's used on the campaign trail, that things are finally going to start to turn a corner for the president. But of course, like, there's another side of that. If Biden doesn't have a strong performance, then, you know, that could leave them in a really tough position. And we're going to kind of see whatever narrative comes out of the debate has the potential to sort of sit there all summer and bake with the electorate, especially since, like, we might not really have another big moment like this until potentially the next presidential debate, which isn't until September, super close to when most Americans are going to start voting.
So there's been a lot of coverage about the lines of attack that Biden will take against Trump. We know he's going to talk a lot about Roe v. Wade and abortion rights. Obviously, the campaign has been talking a ton this week about January 6th and protecting democracy, basically that Trump would be a threat to democracy. But what do Biden insiders say is the president's biggest vulnerability going into this? What are they worried about?
They're both going to try to get under each other's skin. And I think there's a recognition that for Trump, that means he's probably going to try and hit Biden on some personal stuff, especially Hunter Biden, and try and see if he can sort of poke the president and sort of make him respond to some of these more personal things that the president has been going through. And then, there, of course, there's the age debate, too. You know, you talk to anyone in the Biden camp and they're like, yeah, we totally recognize that this is a big moment to sort of, you know, reassure Americans that President Biden does have what it takes to serve 4 more years. That's a vulnerability of President Biden's that Trump has tried to exploit. We're already seeing it, right, with Republicans on cable news this whole entire week, basically saying Biden needs to take a drug test and all these things. That is something that they're going to try and push him on and try and really see if they can make that sink more into Americans' mindset.
Yeah. Any physical stumbles on the way up to the podium? Any mental flubs? Definitely
going to
be
used. Yeah, you can already see, right, like the RNC, you know, Twitter account, you can already see the video that they would cut if that were to happen.
For sure. Let's move to Trump. What do Republicans think that the former president needs to do in this debate?
I think there's a sense that he really needs to try and sort of tone it down a bit, be a bit more disciplined, rein it in a bit, right? Like, they want him to try and appeal to the more moderate, the more independent type voters. And this is something that, you know, he hasn't always been able to show that discipline in past debates. It's something that the Biden folks are really hoping that he can't deliver on. And I know that they've spent, you know, these past few days and these past few weeks trying to sharpen sort of some of those barbs that could really get under his skin and sort of push him to have one of those more like explosive moments on the debate stage.
Yeah, not exactly going with his gut instincts to stay on message. I keep hearing from Republicans that they want him to talk about the future, not the past, not 2020 and, you know, false election lies, et cetera, and talk policy, which, as we all know, Trump is not exactly a policy wonk himself. We're seeing a lot of pre-spinning already on the part of the Trump campaign. There clearly is this effort to discredit the debate even before it happens, you'd mentioned him accusing, you know, Joe Biden of doing some sort of performance enhancers. There's been a lot of talk, attacks against CNN and the hosts on the part of the Trump campaign. And then the new thing is suggesting that Biden has a record of lying in debates. The Trump campaign is going to have a new website this morning. We wrote about it in Playbook, basically calling out all these things that they say Biden has been dishonest on. But I mean, I was going to ask you more, what are the vulnerabilities then for Trump? I guess it's just if he overdoes it or focuses too far backwards and not enough forward, are there any things that, you know, the Biden people think they can actually get under his skin with and really throw him off his game?
Yeah, I think that his demeanor is for sure going to be like the big thing for him. But abortion is obviously like, when we talk about policies, that's the one thing that I think, you know, the Biden campaign really wants to, if they can get Trump up there on stage to talk about abortion access and, you know, the role he played in appointing Supreme Court justices that overturned Roe v. Wade, like that is what they want. That, and if he goes off on something about the 2020 election and how it was stolen, like their whole, like a good night for them is Trump, you know, saying some sort of election denialism type thing on the debate stage. And then you can just imagine like the ads that they're going to cut from that and how that just fuels their whole message on democracy being on the line for the next few weeks. And same thing with abortion. That's proven to be a really powerful message for the Biden campaign and for Democrats as a whole. I think they're looking for that soundbite.
Are there any surprises or wild cards that you're thinking might actually happen or things you're going to be watching for?
Well, I mean, you know, never rule anything out in politics, especially when Donald Trump's involved. I think, you know, for Trump, obviously, we're all kind of curious who the vice president pick might be. I think it's going to be interesting to see who's sort of, you know, his surrogates that are going to be hanging around the debate center tonight. He suggested that his vice presidential pick may or may not be in Atlanta. So that will be interesting for us as well. And then I think for Biden, it's going to be a lot of just how he carries himself. He's really tried to make light of some of these age issues. And I'm curious to see sort of how he leans into that. And I'm sure, like, you know, the campaign has really, really underscored that it's not like Trump's that much younger.
Yeah, no spring chickens. Lauren, have so much fun covering the debates tonight.
Thanks so much.
And for the rest of your schedule today, the House is in and the Senate is out. Though let's be honest, nobody's following Congress today. President Joe Biden travels to Atlanta for the debate where he'll face off with Donald Trump. I'm Rachel Bade. Thanks for listening.
For nearly 4 years, the American people have faced the pain of high inflation and global conflict. Now, more than ever, it's time to end political gamesmanship and implement policies that help benefit Americans. Let's work together on solutions that help address the consequences of inflation and secure our energy future. Visit lightsonenergy.com/energyleadership to learn more.